Welcome to Daf Yom Yerusham. We're holding a Ma'aseh Sheni Daf Chavov in the Hoyz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Halacha Gimel. The Mishnah mentioned if someone takes fruits through Yerushalayim, and we talk about fruits that are tevel, meaning that no true Masumaisos were taken out of it. So then the fruits that become Ma'aseh Sheni eventually have to come back to Yerushalayim, because it could say to be that Ma'aseh Sheni was already in Yerushalayim, even though it was not mufresh, it was not separated from the fruits. So says the Gemara, we're starting three lines down the Amud Aleph. Omar Rebbe, according to Gisa Reb Chaim, is Omar Rabbi Yoino. Hado Omar, this teaches you, Keri Shu Tovul L'Rishon V'L'Sheni. If I have a pile that has in it Tevel, meaning that there was no Hafrash done, not Ma'aseh Rishon, not Ma'aseh Sheni. If someone goes and eats it, and they gave him a straw, they told him, do not eat it, because it's over his true love of eating tevel. So even though Ma'aseh Rishon was not taken out of this pile, he will be chayav both on Ma'aseh Rishon and on Ma'aseh Sheni. The chiddush is, I would say, when I have a pile, and I did not take on Ma'aseh Rishon or Sheni yet, so if someone eats it, he gets malchus on the Ma'aseh Rishon, not on the Ma'aseh Sheni, because we didn't yet get to that stage. But you see for our Mishnah that even though the Ma'aseh Sheni Rishon wasn't taken out of it, still the Ma'aseh Sheni is Chal in Yerushalayim, that means that within the Tevel, Ma'aseh Sheni is already there. So if someone goes and eats the Tevel, he's Chal in Ma'aseh Rishon and in Ma'aseh Sheni. Hey, Sir Ramon, also Ramon says, how can you say that? V'atanin v'lud in our Mishnah. B'cham v'ayim yachzor Ma'aseh Sheni sheloyim v'yuchel Yerushalayim. The second part of the Mishnah was, the B'cham says that even if it's loy nigmar melachtom, even if it's not finished, it's not yet processed, there's still stages to happen. Still, if he went through Yerushalayim, he's chayav. Yislach meimar al debit shamay loike. Will you be able to say if someone eats that he's loike? It's not tevel yet. Tevel means something that you need to do afrosha. You need to come and separate the maisos. But if I'm in the middle of the process, there's no chiyuv maisa. Chiyuv maisa only starts once you finish the process. So, of course, according to B'Chalm, if I take fruits which are in the middle of the process and I eat them, you're not chayav on Ma'aseh Sheni. And still, say B'Chalm, that this tevel that was not fully processed, that went through Yerushalayim, the Ma'aseh Sheni is connected to Yerushalayim, you have to bring the Ma'aseh Sheni back to Yerushalayim. So you see from here that going through Yerushalayim, whatever it's considered to be that Ma'aseh Sheni was in Yerushalayim, is not the same as the Chiyuv Malchus. Ela choymu b'mechitzos. So you see from here that it's a din b'mechitzes. The fruits that went into Yerushalayim get the gedusha of Yerushalayim, and you have to come back there, even though it's not yet Ma'aseh Sheni, it's not fully chiyuv Ma'aseh Sheni, and there's no malchus over there, so there's no right from our Mishnah to that case. So Gemara now continues to ask, how do we look at this Ma'aseh Sheni? Because we said you take fruits of tevel through Yerushalayim, so the fruits inside it that eventually will be Ma'aseh Sheni have to come back because it's considered to be that they're already worn in Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara of Zeir, boy, he free shalom sheni mimokom acher. What happens if eventually he did not take ma'aseh sheni from this pile? He did ma'aseh sheni from somewhere else. We know when you have ma'aseh, you have a pile of fruits, you can take the ma'aseh sheni out of that pile, 10% of that. Or you could do ma'aseh sheni from a different place. You could take another pile of fruits and make ma'aseh sheni on a few piles. So he eventually took ma'aseh sheni from somewhere else. Niftar or kvar tafos to mechitzo. Do you say, okay, so now he's barley mafreya, retroactively find out that these fruits that went through Yerushalayim, there was never Ma'aseh Sheni in them. And when we said in the Mishnah that once the fruits go through Yerushalayim, it's considered to be the Ma'aseh Sheni was in Yerushalayim, is only if eventually this Ma'aseh Sheni will come out of this pile. But if the Ma'aseh Sheni goes over somewhere else, so maybe there's no chiyuv mechitza. Or you say, no, because before you went and you did Ma'aseh Sheni with somewhere else, so you had over here a designated Ma'aseh Sheni, once it went to Yerushalayim, this Ma'aseh Sheni has to come back to Yerushalayim, and you can't fix it by doing a fresh or somewhere else. In other words, it won't be able to do Ma'aseh Sheni for somewhere else, because this Ma'aseh Sheni is already chal once it went to Yerushalayim. You have Yerina Bai. Yerina asks another question. Also, kula sheni l'mokam acher. What happens in the opposite case? What happens if he made the entire fruits that went to Yerushalayim, he made a Ma'aseh Sheni? When it went to Yerushalayim, there was no designation what it is. Now, if he wouldn't do anything else, if you use it the normal way, so 10% of this will be Ma'aseh Sheni. But here he decided to make the entire thing Ma'aseh Sheni. He decided to take all the fruits and use the Ma'aseh Sheni in other piles. So what do you say now? Do you say that only the part that was supposed to be Ma'aseh Sheni originally, That's the part that tafsu mechitzas. You have to bring it back to Yerushalayim. But the other 90% that we're not supposed to be mezasheni, you could redeem it. You don't have to bring it to Yerushalayim. Or now that retroactively you find out that the whole thing is mezasheni, you know these fruits went through Yerushalayim. You have to bring the whole thing to Yerushalayim. And that's what it says over here. So kulo sheni mokamachim. Made the whole thing mezasheni somewhere else. Kulo nitpas is the whole thing become mezasheni, and you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. Although nitpas alechad masor shesh, but only 10% of it will be obligated to be back to Yerushalayim. Today's the one says shloding gemara melach tom saleh novim. So we spoke about the baskets of grapes and figs that are about to be processed, about to go to the gas or to the kites, but where they still need to be processed. They're considered to be that they're not fully processed. Says the gemara soli teinim lachilo soli anovim lachilo. But if he has baskets of figs and grapes meant to be eaten and not meant to be pressed, gemara melach considered to be gemara melach. And the chiddush is, even though they didn't come to the house, they didn't go yet to eloi ro preabais, they're still already chav and mice, they consider to be gemar malacha. The more continues to quote the Mishnah of Shem Yudo. You remember Shem Yudo is the one who said that everybody agreed that if it was not processed, so then the Maase Sheni is not obligated to come to Yerushalayim. If it was fully processed, Bachlis B'Chah B'Sil. B'Chah may say that you have to bring it back to Yerushalayim, B'Sil say you don't. Says the Gemara, Omu B'Sil B'Chah. According to this, B'Sil answer B'Chah. Don't you agree with us? We're in Daf Chavov Amud Beis. Beperus shelo nigmar melachtom shifod the ma'aser sheni shelahem ve'yoychal b'chol mokor. According to Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, B'Chamei agree that fruits that are not fully processed, you could take the ma'aser sheni out of Yerushalayim. You don't have to return to Yerushalayim. You can redeem it. You can eat it wherever you want. So say Beisila Beperus shelo nigmar melachtom ken. So Beperus also the Gemara Malach is also like that because Beisila hold that matonos shaloi urmu, kimi shaloi urmu. If I didn't take my sesheni out, I didn't separate my sesheni, so there's no sesheni over here. So what's the difference between if it's, the process was finished or not finished? I still don't have my sesheni over here. Omulim b'shamas b'sham answers, loi my mind depir shaloi nigmar melochtom. Don't bring me a riot for fruits that are not finished, the process is not finished. Shichol hafkirun lefoitcho min ha-maiser. You can make it a hafkir, and you won't be chayav b'maiser. But something which is already Gemara Melachtom, once it's a Gemara Melacha, so it's already have a Chiyuv of Maestros. You can't make them Hefker and be Nifter in Maestros. So you see there's a difference between something which is not processed and something which is processed. Something which is not processed, you didn't get yet to the stage of Chiyuv. Something which is fully processed, you got to the stage of Chiyuv. I'm willing to be sealed, so be sealed answers. That's not true. Even something which is fully processed, you still could be mafkir. Explains Reb Chaim over here that Mechlekes B'Chaim B'Silel refers to a case that we had in Meseches Peil. There's two types of fruits. The fruits are being sold in the market, and then once the Gemar Melocha is done, you're Chayev and Maestros, and there's something you bring to the house, and then you're not Chayev and Maestros until you don't bring it to the house. So B'Chama referred to the first types of fruits. B'Chama may say, you see, when you finish the Gemara Melacha, you finish the process, it's Chayav and Maestros. Now it's too late. So he'll say, no, there are fruits that even when you finish the Melacha, there's still not Chayav and Maestros because you didn't bring it yet to the house. And B'Sil continued and say, V'chisali te'inim ve'anovim, when you have baskets of figs and grapes, la'achilo, which remain la'achilo, which means the process is finished. Shemein yochol la'afkirun lefoitim and ha'maisers. You want to tell me you can't be, make them afkir, be poitim and ha'maisers? If you're bringing them to the house, you could be mafkir, poitim and ha'maisers. So the Gemara says, now, by the way, what we see from here. Adamro salei teinim la'achilo, salei novim la'achilo, gemar melochahim. You see from here, the baskets that were meant for eating are considered being gemar melochah, even though they didn't see pre abais. Because then the question of B'Chama is to prove you that something which is gemar melocha, you still have the ability to get out of the meiser. Mashu, that we're talking about something which already has chiyuv meiser, and you can get out of it. So you see from here, the baskets of grapes and figs that are la'chila are considered to be gemar melocha. Continues the Gemara of the discussion. Amrulim b'shamay, lo yamayter eperu shaloni gemar melochtom. Say B'Chama to be still another taino. You want to bring a rye from fruits that the process is not finished. Dear, huyucholat zialem sheni yimokom acher. You could still do ma'aser sheni for someone else. If I have a pile of fruits and I did not finish the process, I don't have to take a ma'aser sheni from this pile. I can take a ma'aser sheni from somewhere else. So even though it went through Yerushalayim, it is no chiyu because you can still exempt this pile from fruit from ma'aser sheni, but I do a ma'aser sheni from somewhere else. Toyu repeyu sheningvar melochtom sheni yucholat zialem sheni yimokom acher. But fruits that are finished, they're finished fully processed, and you went to Yerushalayim, the Ma'aser Sheni in them, as it was Mischayev, And now I can exchange the Ma'aseh Shevi with something else. I can't do the Ma'aseh Shevi with something a different place. Because the Ma'aseh Shevi was nikva in this pile. Says the Gemara, Hado Pashto Sheilo de Rab Zeiro. This answers the question of Zeir that we had in previous Amud. So what happens if you go, if you have the Ma'aseh Shevi within the pile going through Yerushalayim, and then you do a first Ma'aseh Shevi somewhere else? Does it exempt this pile for the Ma'aseh Shevi, or the Ma'aseh Shevi is already chal and you have to bring it back to Yerushalayim? That was the question in Amud Aleph. When it says from the answer of Bicham to Bisilil, you see an answer that if the Gemara Melachtom and went through Yerushalayim, you cannot do Mafish Ma'aseh Shevi Mokom Acher, and the Ma'aseh Shevi that was in this pile is Mischayev, you have to bring it back to Yerushalayim. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Ma'aseh Shevi Dav Chavov.